Today is November 14th, 2024, and you're listening to Space News First Up.
Did you know Space News offers four newsletters, First Up published Monday to Friday and sent at 9 a.m. Eastern Time? Military Space is sent out Tuesday, Space Next AI on Thursday, and on Friday, we send out a curated newsletter of the week's top stories in our Space News This Week newsletter. Visit spacenews.com to sign up.
Here are today's top headlines in space. Spire Global is selling its commercial ship tracking business to a Belgian company to pay off debt. NASA and Roscosmos don't agree on the cause and severity of an air leak in a Russian module on the International Space Station. Satellite servicing company Starfish Space has raised $29 million. Rocket Lab has signed up the first customer for its Neutron launch vehicle. Kratos Defense and Security Solutions won a contract from the Space Development Agency or a ground system to support missile defense satellites. And the incoming Trump administration may seek to create a more offensive space force.
First Up is produced by Space News, the industry standard for professional space journalism. Visit spacenews.com for breaking news, policy updates, and original analysis.
We begin today with news that Spire Global is selling its commercial ship tracking business to a Belgian company to pay off debt. Spire said Wednesday that Kepler, an analytics company, will pay $241 million to take over Spire's maritime customer contracts and get exclusive rights to sell ship tracking data from the operator's satellites to commercial entities and governments worldwide. Spire would retain its satellites, technology, and other infrastructure following the transaction, which includes $7.5 million for services over 12 months, as well as its current maritime customers in the U.S. government. The proceeds would help Spire Global pay off all its outstanding debt, which is about $100 million. Spire will focus on near-term growth opportunities across its weather, aviation, radio frequency geolocation, and space services markets. Spire is also continuing to review its accounting practices and procedures surrounding the timing of bookings under its space services business, which has delayed quarterly filings with the SEC. NASA and Roscosmos don't agree on the cause and severity of an air leak in a Russian module on the International Space Station. According to statements at an advisory committee Wednesday, NASA and Roscosmos have yet to agree on the root cause of the small but persistent air leak in a vestibule in the Zvezda service module that separates a cargo spacecraft docking port from the rest of the module. That vestibule is closed off when crews don't need to access the docking port. Roscosmos doesn't believe the leak poses a risk of catastrophic disintegration of the vestibule, but NASA remains concerned about its structural integrity. At a briefing last week, a NASA astronaut said that when the vestibule is opened, astronauts close a hatch separating the Russian and U.S. segments as a precaution. Satellite servicing company Starfish Space has raised $29 million. The company announced the funding round Wednesday, led by Shield Capital with participation by several other existing and new investors. The completion of the new round brings Starfish's total funding to date to more than $50 million. The funding will allow the company to complete development of its first three Otter servicing vehicles, which will perform missions for Intelsat, the U.S. Space Force, and NASA. Rocket Lab has signed up the first customer for its Neutron launch vehicle. The company announced this week it signed a contract with an undisclosed commercial satellite constellation operator for two Neutron launches in mid-2026 and 2027. Adding that the deal could expand to cover that customer's entire constellation. Rocket Lab said it is continuing to work towards a mid-2025 first launch of Neutron with a gradual ramp-up of launches in 2026 and beyond. Rocket Lab added that it is not selling initial Neutron launches at a discount, and that the value of this contract is in family, with previous statements that estimated a price of $50 to $55 million for a Neutron launch. Kratos Defense and Security Solutions won a contract from the Space Development Agency for a ground system to support missile defense satellites. The five-year contract, valued at $116.7 million, is part of a program intended to establish a central, cloud-based command hub for missile tracking satellite systems. Kratos will build the ground infrastructure to facilitate the coordination of real-time data across a constellation of missile-tracking satellites. The incoming Trump administration may seek to create a more offensive space force. Recommendations in Project 2025, a policy package developed by the Conservative Heritage Foundation, include a call for the Space Force to adopt offensive strategies, emphasizing the need for America to demonstrate stronger deterrence capabilities in space. Project 2025 advocates for the Space Force to develop capabilities that would ensure not only the protection, but also the deterrence of threats, citing the need for U.S. assets that can outmaneuver and counter adversarial technologies in space. Although Trump has not endorsed the full breadth of Project 2025, many proposals echo his first-term policies and campaign rhetoric, leading analysts to anticipate that the incoming president may incorporate parts of it in his administration's approach. In other news, Spaceflight Now reports that SpaceX launched a pair of Falcon 9 rockets carrying Starlink satellites. One Falcon 9 lifted off from Vandenberg Space Force Base in California at 12:23 a.m. Eastern Thursday, placing 20 Starlink satellites into orbit. 13 of the satellites have direct-to-cell payloads. A second Falcon 9 lifted off from Cape Canaveral, Florida at 8:21 a.m. Eastern, carrying 24 Starlink satellites. Xinhua reports that China launched an ocean science satellite Wednesday. A Long March 4B lifted off from the Taiwan Satellite Launch Center at 5:42 p.m. Eastern and placed the Haiyang 401 satellite into orbit. The satellite is designed to measure ocean salinity and support improved maritime forecasting. Boeing has completed the first O3B mPOWER satellites with repaired power systems. Boeing said Wednesday it shipped two satellites from its California factory to Florida, where they will launch on a Falcon 9 in December. SES announced in August 2023 that electrical issues were sporadically tripping off power modules on in-orbit O3B mPOWER satellites after deploying the first four spacecraft in the Boeing-built constellation, an issue that reduces the satellite's capacity and lifetime. SES went ahead with launching two more satellites despite those problems, so it could begin commercial service for the mPOWER system, but delayed others to correct the issue. To achieve the constellation's original performance expectations, Boeing is building two more satellites beyond its initial 11-satellite O3B mPOWER contract. Space robotics company Geetai has raised $15.5 million. The latest funding, announced Wednesday, came in a round led by a venture capital firm run by Japanese billionaire and commercial astronaut Yusaku Maezawa, and brings the total raised by the company to $83 million. The company, which was founded in Japan but relocated its headquarters to the United States in 2023 to seek U.S. commercial and government business, will use the funding for space robotics technologies currently being tested on the ISS, as well as for two test satellites, one scheduled for launch in December and another in October 2025. Denmark is the latest country to sign the Artemis Accords. The country's science minister signed the accords Wednesday in an event in Copenhagen. Denmark is the 48th country to sign the accords and the fifth to do so since the beginning of October. The Artemis Accords outline best practices in safe and sustainable space exploration. The Express Tribune reports that Pakistan will fly a lunar rover on a Chinese lander mission. Pakistan's space agency Suparco announced Wednesday that it will develop a 35-kilogram rover that will be flown to the moon on the Chang'e 8 mission in 2028. The rover will carry unspecified state-of-the-art scientific instruments to study the region around the landing site in the south polar region of the moon.